Welcome, everybody. Share number 1349 in the writing. It's share number 501. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachos of Negelvasser. The question is, if one woke up before Alois HaShachar, which is dawn, they wash Negelvasser, which is what you're supposed to do to remove the Rach Ra. In reference to the Bracha of Netilas Yadayim in general, we said that one should wait until, you know, until using the bathroom before davening. The Bnei Sfarad do wash, right, make the bracha right away, right after washing. But the question arises, do they have to wash again after Alois HaShachar? In other words, let's say Alois HaShachar, dawn is, let's say, 5 o'clock. I woke up at 4:30. I washed. Like we said, Bnei Sfarad, they'll make the bracha, otherwise they wait or whatever. But be it as may, as far as the washing itself, do you have to rewash, right? 4:30, I woke up, fine, so I washed. Now 5 o'clock, it turns dawn, it turns Alois HaShachar. Is there any sort of halacha or minig or whatever the case is that I have to rewash again? So the Mishnah Berurah states that some hold in the case above that if one got up before Amud HaShachar, right, before Alois HaShachar, before dawn, and they... You know, and then they wash Negvasa, that after, some want to say that after Alois HaShachar, after the dawn period, the Rachra returns. And one's hands, even though one washed Negavasa previously, right, when they awoke from their sleep, which is what you have to do, when it was before dawn, but the Rachra comes back after Alois HaShachar. So, but you still, again, yeah, I just want to make it clear, you still have to wash when you wake up. That's not the issue. But the issue is, does it come back? Whereby you'll have to wash a second time. So the first washing would be good for davening, right? As far as, let's say, for davening, and nobody's davening before Alois HaShachar, but as far as quote unquote, the davening part goes, like we saw according to the Rush, whereby one is, one has a question of getting their hands dirty, and that's why we wash for when we wake up in the morning. So according to that, that's fine. So what's the problem? Right, so according to the first opinion, which is the rush, in reference to davening, as to the fact that now their hands are clean from getting dirty overnight, so that would be good. It's only a reference to the returning of the Rach Ra, right? So it's only a question of the Rach Ra coming back. And in Lefi, the Rashba also would be okay, because a person becomes a new creation one time. You don't keep on becoming a new creation, right? You get your neshama back, you're up. You didn't go back to sleep. That's a separate issue if one went back to sleep. But we're talking about somebody got up. They got up 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock is Alois HaShachar. So is there an issue? So it's only a question of the Rach Ra, whereby we see that there's a machlokes, that there are some who want to say that the Rach Ra does come back. And you would have to rewash your hands again. But you would have to rewash your hands, and if you already made the bracha, to rewash your hands without a bracha. So it's in reference to the Rach Ra, which one has to remove right the second time after dawn rise. So therefore, it's like this. So therefore, when one taka woke up before Alois HaShachar, and they wash their hands when, you know, beforehand, they're going to learn or whatever, it's fine, very good. So now when it does come, Alois HaShachar, right, then one should wash their hands again. That's the bottom line. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. L'maisa, one should wash their hand again, but not to make a bracha. If they made the bracha before, whether B'nai Sfarad or whatever the case was, but they made the bracha before, so one would not remake the bracha. You're going to wash again without a bracha, because again, it's a suffix. A suffix on the washing is not a problem, so you just go wash again. So that's the bottom line. So therefore, when one woke up before Alois HaShachar, and they wash their hands, and then now it becomes dawn, it becomes Alois HaShachar, right? What the question is, does Rach Ra come back or not? So the bottom line is, one should wash their hands a second time, but albeit without, and not make the bracha again. If they didn't make the bracha yet, so then just in conjunction with the halachas that we said, you make it before davening when you use the bathroom and so on. So we continue with that. These halachas are found in Simin Dalid, Sif Yod Dalid, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. Thank you for listening. Aslacham Bracha, Kol Tov.